From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has announced his intention to keep 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency in January to train and advise Afghan forces and combat al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists.
The security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. Even as they improve, Afghan security forces are still not as strong as they need to be. With our help, they're still working to improve critical capabilities, such as intelligence, logistics, aviation, and command and control. At the same time, the Taliban remains a threat.
Mr. Obama said they've gained ground and continued attacks and suicide bombings. He initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops from the current 9,800 to about 5,500 by the end of 2016. U.S. forces have been present in the South Asian country for nearly 15 years following the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks planned in Afghanistan under the then Taliban regime. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Rwanda Wednesday visiting the Kigali Memorial Center, where more than a quarter million people out of at least 800,000 victims of the 1994 genocide are buried in mass graves.
The decision to go to war in Iraq and to remove Saddam Hussein from power in a coalition of over 40 countries led by the United States of America was the hardest, most momentous, most agonizing decision I took in my 10 years as British Prime Minister.
The Israeli leader on a four-nation tour is pursuing closer security and trade ties with Africa. He has visited Uganda and Kenya and will make a stop in Ethiopia. Mr. Netanyahu said Africa is on the rise and getting the attention that it deserves. This is VOA News.